T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Welcome to another edition of PDGA Radio, this for the week of May 19th, 2008. We're bringing you full results this week on this past weekend's National Tour stop in Oklahoma, along with the newly released list of candidates running for this year's Board of Directors election, other results from across the disc golf world, and a 60-second clinic on how to gain more distance on your drives. That and more right here on this week's edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by the PDGA Store, Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion Discs. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAStore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAStore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. The 2008 season's fourth National Tour stop was in Tulsa, Oklahoma this past weekend with the Greater Tulsa Open. On the men's side, it was Coda Hatfield coming up strong in the first round, taking the early lead, struggling though during the second round, letting Jay Redding assume that lead by one throw over Avery Jenkins and Ken the Tank Franks entering the third and final round. There it was, a grueling 27-hole layout, taking the players nearly 5 hours to complete. In the end, it saw Avery Jenkins breaking through, eventually winning by two throws over David Feldberg and Eric McCabe, Jenkins picking up his first National Tour victory.
Yeah, it's been a while waiting. I've been knocking on this NC door for quite a long time. I've got a lot of seconds, a lot of thirds, and even 2 weeks ago at the Masters Cup, I was leading by one stroke on the last hole, and it's almost the same kind of scenario. Going in here, waiting on the last hole, waiting for the second group, trying to ask what's going on, and came down to the last putt, a little 25-footer on the last hole, and it was all about, I had no idea kind of where we were as far as like standings and everything, and there was no leaderboard and everything, but just knew I had to finish up with a solid 28-footer and knock it down and take the win.
Jenkins says he will try to use that momentum from this win over the next 4 to 6 weeks, as he'll be playing in several big tournaments throughout the world.
Me and Val are on a little road trip. Me and my sister Val Jenkins are on a road trip to, after this, we're going to Des Moines, Iowa, and then to Minnesota for the Minnesota Majestic. And then we got arrangements to drive to my parents' house in Ohio, and from there continue on to Japan. Right, and then fly back in L.A. So it's just a summer full of fun, summer full of disc golf adventures, and looking forward to some great, great tournaments coming up.
On the women's side of the Tulsa Open, it was Des Redding coming from behind over the final round, earning the victory over Courtney Peavy.
Let's see, I was two back going into the round. It was 27 holes today from Carrie Burlager, and Val and I were tied. And it was pretty much a battle throughout those 27 holes. I think we yin-yanged in one and two and one and two all the way through until I ended up winning by three.
Carrie Burlager finished in third place, followed by Liz Lopez and Valerie Jenkins. In the Masters division, it was Mitch McClellan winning in a playoff over Ray Walker, and Daryl Johnson winning the Grand Masters division. Results from the amateurs and other tournaments from across the disc golf world coming up a bit later in this program. Up next is this week's 60-second clinic. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong, Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. This week's 60-second clinic on PDGA Radio is from a chance I had to talk with Avery Jenkins after his victory this past weekend in Tulsa. Among other things, I asked him how he has been able to develop into the great long-distance thrower that he is today.
It's a lot of practice, a lot of repetition. I've been throwing golf discs for over 22 years now, ever since I was really young, and it came to a time where I go out in the field when I go to the course. I like to go out in the field and do a lot of just that technique and mechanics of the throw, instead of actually in the woods or in the open trying to find a shot on a golf ball. It's going out in the open and watching your disc fly and kind of getting reads on that. But what distance comes down to, it's power, speed, and technique, and it's all about timing all that, getting split second timing on your throws, and it's just all about repetition. If you can go out there and get a lot more reps, a lot more throws, you can get a lot more power, a lot more speed, and try to concentrate on those aspects of the throw. Just kind of learn and maybe videotape yourself and watch top pros and watch yourself on video and try to compare those aspects as technique and come out to pro tournaments and watch how they throw and can learn a lot from that.
That was Avery Jenkins, currently ranked 6th in the world with this week's 60-second clinic. Still to come on this week's program is the list of candidates who have filed for this year's Board of Directors positions, along with a preview of this upcoming weekend's tournament action and a recap of this past weekend, and I'll throw in some more for you. It's all after this message from Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
It's time now for your PDGA Radio News Update. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. We'll start with giving you the list of candidates who have submitted their forms to the PDGA office, saying they want to serve on the PDGA's Board of Directors. This year, there will be 3 positions up for re-election. The candidates in alphabetical order are Chris Bellinger from Oregon, Pat Brenner from Texas, John Dorn from Wisconsin, Georgia's Rand Eberhard, Matt Gillis from Pennsylvania, Tim Kiefer from Wisconsin, Ray Murray Jr. from Texas, Joe Rotan from Oklahoma, Missouri's Rick Rothstein, and Louisiana's Steve Timm, and Michigan's Michael Wildner. Online voting will run from June 1st through the end of July on campusvote.com. If you will need a paper ballot mailed to you, please contact the PDGA office before July 10th. We're also fast approaching an important date as far as registering for this year's World Championships, which are going to be held August 11th through the 16th in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area. More than 200 players who had qualified and received invitations have already signed up for this year's event, which hopes to be the largest World Championship disc golf tournament of all time. If you also received an invitation, you have only until the end of May for your exclusive registration period. Then June 1st, the registration at pdgasignup.com will be open to any current PDGA member who wishes to attend. The PDGA signup page has all the links and information you need for the 2008 World's Tournament, including information about side events, including mini golf, the long drive contest, mixed doubles tournament, glow round, putting contest, and the PDGA Awards and Hall of Fame banquet. And hey, the official tournament website also found online. It's 2008discgolfworlds.com. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and 2 championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IBGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. And now we get back to the results from this past weekend across the extremely busy disc golf world. We'll start with results from the Amateurs A-Tier event in Tulsa. It saw Sean Overstake pick up the win in the advanced division. Miranda Fulton won the advanced women's group. Tom Butler got the advanced masters division. And Todd Culver apparently signed up for the wrong division. He cruises to a 10-throw victory for the intermediates. Elsewhere, Brad Schick beat out Kim Scott Wood and Scott Stonestreet in Ohio at the Hall of Chains Classic. Kerry Trotter won in Idaho. Chris Horn and Derek Billings both picked up wins in California over the weekend. Scott Bertard continues his hot shooting in Wisconsin. He wins the Greater Milwaukee Open by 3 throws over Barry Schultz. Brian Schweberger wins by 15 in North Carolina. Chris Orrick wins by 14 in Tennessee. Nate Sexton, 7 throws, not bad. He gets that win in Washington. Matt Blakely wins in Kentucky. Garrett Gerthy beats out Ken Climo over the final round, a win in Sarasota, Florida. Michael Johansson wins in South Carolina. Fernando Brown wins in Arizona. Pat Pitts wins by 11 in Maryland. It's Jay Woodruff winning in Alabama. Jeff Bennett in Michigan. And Stefan Bergstrom wins the Circle of May tournament in Sweden. Coming up this next weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend here in the States, is the First Class Challenge. That's an A-tier in Des Moines, Iowa, also an A-tier in Virginia, and an amateur-only A-tier in Sarasota, Florida. Other events include the Rocket City Blast in Huntsville, Alabama, the Zoo Down Open in Missoula, Montana, the Maple Hill 3 in Massachusetts, 30th Annual Norman Pro-Am is in Oklahoma, the Shootout at Heiser Pines takes place in Oregon, along with sanctioned tournaments in Texas, New York, South Carolina, Michigan, Colorado, Germany, Australia, Switzerland, Finland, Moscow, Russia, and more. And also don't forget the next weekend, May 30th through June 1st, it's the Minnesota Majestic, the National Tour's next stop. We'll have a preview of those events on next week's program. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.